You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest today is award-winning R&B vocalist Amina. We have her CD right here, called Right Here, and we're going to play a track from it, and then we're going to get into some interview and some live stuff. This is called Clear the Air by Amina. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Yes, ma'am. I have to get her, baby.
Sometimes free your minds. No need to define what this is. No pressure, no stress. No demands on my end. Just lucky to find you. Nothing's missing, just love as it is. You say you feel me. I can see it in your eyes. Your touch says it all. Uncomplicated.
أنا حبك يا حبيبي. بديك يا حبيبي. بديك عندي. أحطك بقلبي يا حبيبي. أنا حبك.
We go on acting like we're nothing but friends. The passion got this yearning, need to feel you deeper in.
Never felt so close to heaven so much. It's just your touch, it does this to me. If you're stringing me along, won't you tell me? Honesty, that's all I need.
No pressure, no strings. No demands on my end. Just lucky to find you. Nothing's missing, just love as it is.
Never felt so close to heaven so much. It's just your touch, does this to me. If you're stringing me along, won't you tell me? Honesty, that's all I need.
بليل أنا بحلم فيك. تعالي عندي يا حبيبي. تعالي عندي. بديك. بديك.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Amina. How are you, Amina?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Let's first go through introductions, see who's in the room. First of all, Amina, you, what do you do? Where are you from?
I do music. I live in Los Angeles. I'm Moroccan.
You're okay.
Moroccan, yeah, that's it.
Rockin' or
I'm Moroccan.
I thought you said I'm rockin'.
I'm rockin'. No, is that I'm what you from do? Morocco. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm rockin'.
And how long have you been living in Los Angeles? I understand you actually divide your time between Los Angeles and London, right?
Yeah. I'm in Los Angeles about 6 months out of the year, and the other 6 months I'm in the UK. So.
Okay. And how do you
support
sort of
myself?
How do you reconcile those two worlds? What does London do without you for 6 months?
Not very much. The traffic shuts down and everything. No, I don't know. I work here and then I go back over there and do music as well.
And how long have you been doing music?
Since I was about 8, but this is my first CD, so.
Okay, well, we'll get into that in a little bit more depth. Who'd you bring with you today?
I brought Katz and Jamie, who are going to talk now.
Hello.
Jamie, If you get that
high tech.
Thanks, cats. So what do you do for Amina's sound?
Well, I play drums, and we figured we'd be pretty lo-fi today.
Yes, so, as is the nature of the show.
Make sure you smack that gum in the mic some more.
I brought a djembe and a hi-hat.
Okay.
And a pair of brushes.
Okay, sounds good. And Jamie, what will you be doing for the Amina sound?
I don't want to whap you in the face when it's all.
I will be playing guitar this afternoon, this morning, whatever it is.
And do you usually play guitar with Amina when you guys play out live?
So far, yeah. We've only done one other thing, I think, one other show together, but yeah.
Now, it looks like you guys are still kind of setting up. Are you ready to go into a live song, or we can play another song from the CD if you need some more time? Let me know.
I think we need a little bit more time. Yeah?
Maybe one more tune.
One more tune.
Okay, all right. Cool? What do you recommend, Amina?
What do I recommend?
Yeah.
I don't know. Which one? Possibility. The other Jamie favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
No dirty talk.
No dirty talk going on there.
All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Amina.
Something about your smile causes my world to spin, sends me into orbit to places I've never been. The possibilities of a lifetime with you in every frame, a chance to make my wildest dreams come true. Something about the way you look in the early morning light. How can you be so far from me when I feel you by my side? Is this too good to be real? I've never been so blessed. If I'm dreaming, please don't bother me. From me when I feel you by my side. Possibilities of a lifetime with you in every frame, a chance to make my wildest dreams come true. Please don't wake me, let me dream.
We're back on Is Good on killradio.org with Amina. Amina, I want to ask you something real quick before we go into a live song. We were just listening to a song, and we were talking about how there are elements of the song that you really like and elements of it that you feel a little unsure about. As sort of, you know, the name on the cover of the CD and the face, you know, as Amina, you have to rely on other musicians and producers and things like that to sort of complete the sound for you. Am I correct? You don't play an instrument in addition to the vocal instrument.
No.
So how do you kind of reconcile those two worlds? Do you have to put a lot of faith in the people that you're with? Is it a struggle, or have you found that it's been pretty smooth?
I just say if I do, I don't like it, and if they like it, it stays on there. No, I trust them. They're good guys.
So have you? This is your first CD, even though you've been doing music your whole life.
This is my first solo project. Yeah.
So this is the first time you put together like a full mastered album.
Yep,
so it's probably a lot of things you weren't sure about.
How things are done yet.
So how did you find these guys to help you out?
The help wanted. Just joking.
What, like Craigslist or?
No, there's a
lot of that.
No, I met Jamie. Is it the personals? I met Jamie through the guy who played on my CD, Chris Roy, and through my co-writer and producer, Rocky. So that's how I met Jamie, and then Jamie introduced me to Cats, and now we're just a happy group of three people.
Okay, well, you guys ready to do a live song now?
Yeah.
All right, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to sing Fourth Floor.
Okay. And this was, if I'm not mistaken, this song received some attention?
It did. It was, I forgot what it was. Oh, my gosh.
Grammy.
No.
a Grammy.
No, it did get it got an award. I think it was like Best Vocals or New Jazz. That's what it was.
Right. Best Female Vocals for New Jazz. And the album also won...
Soul R&B Album of the Year.
And this was the LA Music Awards 2006.
Yes, where I met you.
Yes. Wow, very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, let's do it then. You guys ready? This is Amina. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Walk cautiously when we used to laugh together. I should know, cause I'm sitting here one floor below, watching the rain fall down with your footsteps right above me. Ain't it funny? It don't matter anymore. You walk up the stairs, are you coming down to see me? I'm all talked out, I've let go. Let it be what it is. I'm not saying I've given up, but I'm done being the bully. Gonna step back, gonna slow down now. It's your turn. I know we have tried to make this work. I pushed, you pulled, now we're both headed. I need attention more than you can give. It's not news. You knew this when you walked in. He's my man, the man on the fourth floor. He's my man, the man on the fourth floor. Oh, he makes me laugh, he makes me cry. He makes me think I'll lose my mind. He pulls me up, he puts me down. Always I want him around. Oh, my man on the fourth floor. I know we have tried to make this work. I pushed, you pulled, now we're both hurting. I need attention more than you can give. Simply put, it's not news. You knew this when you walked in. He's my man, the man on the fourth floor. Hey, he's my man, the man on the fourth floor. Oh, my man, man on the fourth floor. He's my man, the man on the fourth floor. He's my man on the fourth floor. Takes and takes and takes. Once more, my man on the fourth floor. Oh, my man on the fourth floor. Talking about the man on the fourth floor.
That's how you do it. All right. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Amina.
Happy me.
Don't sit back. Get close to the mic. We have work to do. So So tell me, you said you started music when you were 8 years old.
Yeah.
What happened? What happened when you were 8 years old?
Well, actually, I grew up in a home without a television, and so we weren't you know, allowed to watch television. So we just listened to music, and I found that that was the safest way to say what I had to say without getting grounded. So.
So what kind of music were you listening to? That this is in Morocco as an 8-year-old?
No, actually, this was going to school. I went to a private Christian school, and so it was mostly Christian gospel music that I grew up listening to, and then of course. In came Luke Christie and Melba Moore and The Temptations and all that. Mm. So,
and did you, as soon as you opened your voice, did you know that you could sing, or did it take a while to
Can
sort
I
of
sing?
Develop it?
Can I sing?
Yes, I believe so. The LA Music Awards, believe so.
You know, I think it's always been a passion, so whether I can or can't, I enjoy it. So
you just did it and then people...
Yeah, the people, they bought it. They liked it.
Did people immediately start responding to it?
Yeah, I think from the time I started singing, I was always doing shows and stuff.
When did you start writing your own songs?
Again, I go back to my diary. I started writing when I was little because it was the safest way to say things without getting in trouble. And
what were some of the things that you wanted to say that you were afraid would get you
well,
in trouble
you know,
if
like
you just said them?
If you say something about, you know, a friend or a relative or something, so if you put it in a song, like, why are you so mean to me? Don't you know that hurts me? You know, kind of like that. I don't know.
Do you think that there's something specific to R&B and soul music that that identifies with that? With
and,
that
well,
sentiment that you're describing?
It's more real. It's more heart. It's like you. It's the depth and it's emotional. That's emotional. That's it. That's what it is.
So did you, when you started writing, did you just write as many songs as you could? Did it just start pouring out of
you?
I
just write. Whether or not it becomes a song, I don't know. It's just, I just write. Because, you know, people don't always want to listen.
And when did you start
Except
pursuing?
For
well, he has to, right?
He has to. He has no choice. He gets text messages and... Yeah,
what about pursuing music professionally?
I think it started in... well, it's been off and on, actually, but I actually put more into doing this project. I started this in 2005, and it took a while to do it because it was a weekend project only, and this was kind of like my first attempt.
Is this something you started here or in the UK?
Here in Los Angeles. Yeah, I was living in San Francisco, and on the weekends only, I would come down and record this CD with Rocky, who produced it.
And then were you also playing live shows at that time?
I was playing, but not, I don't know if you want to call them live, just little bitty venues.
Well, like cafes,
you know?
And stuff
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, very, very small things like that, yeah. And that was pretty much in the Bay Area. And then just coming back down here has kind of opened up a new door.
When you started playing live, even in these small venues,
people
like for
stayed.
People stayed, is that what you said? For like the very first time that you're presenting yourself as Amina, the R&B vocalist, as opposed to, you know, the little girl in school or amongst family and friends.
Yeah.
Could you describe that feeling? I mean, were you nervous, or did you just feel like you knew what you were doing and people were either going to buy it or not?
Oh, darling, I never know what I'm doing. I don't know. I was comfortable in it.
Yeah.
Just going out and doing it, yeah.
Do you enjoy the live aspect, or do you prefer the recording, you know, the safety of the studio?
Probably the safety of the studio, to be honest. But it's fun out there. I mean, I'm having a great time here, aren't we, guys?
Is that do you wonder if that's something you need to work on, though, about in terms of like raising the awareness of Amina and who she is? You have to do live
acts.
You have to do shows. But is that something that you're looking forward to, or something that maybe you're a little apprehensive about?
I'm looking forward to it. I say with much. Why are you guys looking at me like that?
Guys, is she telling the truth?
They're intimidating me.
For the most part.
Yeah. For the most part.
Okay. Actually, Jamie, I want to ask you about in terms of playing guitar in R&B, how it's different from playing guitar in, you know, like a, you know, folk band or rock band or something like that. Are there responsibilities you have as sort of the melody and the rhythm section at the same time in a way?
That's actually a really good question. God damn, you caught me off guard.
That's why they don't pay me anything.
There are definite differences in the genres in terms of like the approach that you take to playing guitar. But I mean, for me, the challenge isn't so much the genre that you're playing in, but just backing up just a vocalist without a rhythm section, which is what we were working on. You know, that's why I pulled Katz in. I was like, I need someone to keep time, man. My time's too shitty. Oops. Sorry.
Oh, it's internet.
Internet. Can say that.
Yes. We're still
chit.
They're still safe from Big Brother. Yeah, get it out of your system.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Definitely.
So yeah, you know that, which is why I wanted to pull Katz in, because it's always nice to have some sort of like rhythmic element there to sort of anchor against, especially with this type of music. If this were more, you know, like
easy
listening or jazz, you know, just more of a traditional jazz type thing, it would be a little bit be able to get away with it a little bit more, just, you know, guitar and vocal.
How did these songs usually get developed? Is it Mina brings in a song and starts to sing, and then you just start to play guitar, what sounds right to go with it, or do you have to write it all down? How does that work?
Well, in this case, her album was pretty much, it was done when I met her. I was on the road, and then I got a call from Chris, the bass player on here, and because she was doing a, I think it was a music awards show, mm-hmm. and she needed me to play with her. So I did that, but it's like these, you kind of have to listen to the songs and then reinterpret them for just, okay, here's a fully produced tune with, you know, bass and drums
but,
and all.
But here's how it would work if you had to do it on a stage.
Now we have to reduce it down to this just basic, you know, guitar and vocal thing. So that's the only real challenge there. But that's, I think in normal circumstances, the way that it's normally done is she would probably come in with a melodic idea. And then you just try and, you know, come up with some sort of groove that's going to fit the mood of the tune, and then you just kind of write it from there. Because a lot of times a rhythmic thing will dictate what goes on harmonically, if that makes any sense.
Did you come to this project from a soul R&B background?
I have that in my background. I wouldn't say that that's my main thing. I'm just a rock guitar player. I'm just a bonehead rock guy. You know? But I have played in a lot of R&B, funk, and soul. I was in a really cool band called the Bone Shakers for a long time, for a couple of years, and they were just kind of a straight up, real heavy funk R&B blues thing. And
does playing with Amoebic sort of tap into another part of you musically?
It taps into the part of me that gets annoyed really easily.
Oh.
I'm just teasing, of course.
I love you.
It all kind of goes back to that. Just I think that if I'm drawing from anything, it's just more from, you know, just trying to make the songs. Not to say they're not interesting to begin with, but the challenge is to make them interesting for someone to listen to. It's just listening to stripped down arrangements with just guitar and vocals, mm-hmm. and also giving her something that's interesting to sing against,
right.
rather than just.
Right,
which isn't
right.
bad, but you know.
But there's enough of that.
Yeah, there's enough of that, and that doesn't really fit these songs. These definitely aren't, you know, real kind of cowboy chord songs.
Right,
they have a little bit more of a jazz leaning to them. So.
Katz, grab a mic. I want to ask you about the percussion. R&B soul. It's a little bit different from hip hop percussion. You play more than the djembe and the cymbals. We're just pared down for today.
As you can probably tell, I don't play djembe. we had one little rehearsal the other night at about 4 a.m, and I actually had a kick drum and a snare drum and a hi hat, and we were, and then we listened back and we realized, you know, it'd probably be cooler in a little radio station just to bring a djembe and make it real simple and easy, but. It definitely is a little more of a challenge when you just have one drum and you're trying to recreate that kind of dance, hip hop, or R&B feel.
In many ways, your job within this project is, you know, it's, I don't want to say it's more important than any other one. Obviously, it's about Amina's voice, but without the beat, you can't. I mean, you really can't call it, you know, rhythm and blues. You know, you really can't call it. Mm-hmm. Soul or jazz, you need that beat. What are some of the techniques or styles that you incorporate in your drumming? Like we were talking before with Jamie about how mm-hmm. his way of playing guitar is different from just being in a rock band.
Well, my approach, I'm not necessarily a real flashy kind of player to start with. So my roots are like R&B, rock, and funk. Incorporating it in this context, it's really just because you don't have the a lot of that music is built from the bottom up with the bass drum.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, since I don't have a bass drum, it becomes...
You have to imagine.
You have to imagine it.
Right. Pretending is fun.
So that's how I went, you know, kind of incorporate it into an acoustic context. And I brought the hi-hat just so I could have that... You know, just something to have there to mark the 2 and 4. If you listen to the her record, it's, you know, there's a lot of kind of sophisticated, you know, funky loops, and they're really cool. So when you have to strip that down, it just becomes, when you're in this context, it just becomes something totally different. You have to kind of forget about that,
right?
Because you're not going to be able to recreate it.
What do you think is the responsibility of the percussionist in an R&B act? Like what
groove
of doing
just,
the beat? The groove,
yeah, just to make it feel right for the singer. You know, whatever that is going to be. And a lot of times, you know, when you do a record, like Jamie was saying, fully produced, and then you get it, you know, you're taking it on the road or you're playing, whether it's here or on a big stage, whatever, you know, very often it's different either. You'll do it a little faster, a little slower.
Right.
The groove will be a little different. But to answer your question, the main goal is just to make everything feel really good so everyone can do their thing.
Amina, do you spend a lot of time thinking about the music, or do you focus just on the singing songwriting?
Usually, when I did this CD, I'd given all of the songs. Actually, 8 of the 10 songs were written by me and my co-writer, Rocky. But I would just give him the song with a melody, and if he liked it, we kept it. If not, he would change it. So, was that the question?
Well, I'm asking actually more about the instrumentation. Like, do you spend a lot of time thinking when you write the song that, oh, I want this to have a certain kind of drum beat?
Oh, like,
or
if you're like, no. Should I?
No, I just
no, I don't. Should I? No, I don't.
So your main concern is having people listen to your voice, appreciate the quality of your voice, but also listen to the lyrics.
Absolutely, yeah.
And
damn it,
the dirty ones
in Arabic.
Now, you're saying as a kid you were writing about stuff that, you know, about people and things like that. You didn't want, you know, you couldn't just talk about them openly. But now as an adult,
I still write songs about them.
But you have a wider range of experience from which to draw on. Do you write mostly about personal experiences or people you know, or
absolutely,
as opposed to like the message writing kind of thing?
Yeah, well, because that kind of makes it more real. You know, it's mm-hmm. I can actually sing it because I feel it.
So, like, Man on the Fourth Floor.
It's
like,
literally
a
man who lives on the fourth floor.
That's great.
No, it's true. But ironically, you know, I wrote the song because I thought that, because he had called me a bully, so I thought in writing the song that he would understand that I'm not trying to be a bully. It's just kind of, this is our relationship, this is where we're at. After he heard the song, I didn't hear from him for quite a while. But actually, I did get a text message from him yesterday for Valentine's Day, so that was good. But
is there a technique that you need to be aware of in terms of writing songs specifically for soul and R&B? Like, oh, these lyrics really won't work for an R&B song kind of thing. Does that come to mind?
I don't know, because actually when I do the songs, I don't think about it being an R&B or a... Am I supposed to think about that stuff?
No, I mean, that's kind of a weird area. It's like if you start writing for a particular genre, that's where you're always going to...
Yeah.
That's where you're always going to get into trouble because it's like, oh, I'm going to sit down and write an R&B
right.
song.
I've never taken that approach. I've never sat down and said, oh my gosh.
That was a trap.
Was it a trap? Yeah, oh my God, did I win?
Very, yes.
What do I
win
get?
Win the prize. You get to do another live song.
Oh, that's
on my
fantastic.
Show.
Yeah, no, yeah. Okay, good. What are we doing?
What would you like to play for us?
Out of Love.
Stay Out of Love. Again.
Another
song.
You can check out more information on this artist by going to myspace.com/Amina. That's AMIENA. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. And whenever you guys are ready.
I think we're working on it.
Fooling, who are we trying to kid? And just try.
I'm gonna find a way to run back to your arms. Who am I fooling? Who are we trying to kill? And just trying to stay out of love with you. When I close my eyes and I see your smile, I wanna feel your arms around me. When I touch your face in my dreams too, everything feels alright, yeah. What I'm gonna say to you, where do we go from here? Don't think I'm gonna find a way to run back to your arms. Who am I fooling? Who are we trying to kid? Just trying to stay out of love.
You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guest is Amina.
I'm so sorry.
What are you laughing about?
I'm laughing because I get so confused. Yeah, can I just move it closer?
Yeah.
I like sitting down.
That's fine.
I'm mic shy. Actually, I'm very mic shy. I've got a really big mouth, but I'm really mic shy. And oh my God, I can't believe we just did that. But hey, thanks guys. Sorry.
Let me sidetrack you for a moment.
I was just still listening?
No. Looking at your CD. Yes, we have 3,472 listeners.
Right now?
No, not
really. Oh, okay.
What is RAWA.org?
RAWA. It's a women's organization that's established primarily for women of the Middle Eastern countries. It's not backed by any political sort of group. It's just a nonprofit organization that supports women who are in relationships that are abusive and for children that are in abusive families. So.
Now, you don't actually incorporate any of this activism into your songwriting specifically, do you?
No, I try to steer clear of that, actually. But I do have close ties with the organization in itself because I'm a strong supporter of it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I've never written. They've actually asked me to write a song for them, but I think it's really hard when you sit down and you just try to write a song for a specific reason.
Well, yeah, and especially something like that that's so that's so
don't
important
be your
and
wife.
So heavy.
Yeah,
you can't really turn that into a groovy kind of tune.
Yeah.
You could do it clandestinely. It's like, this is really about this.
Yeah, under the veil.
Yeah. that was interesting. Do your roots though affect the way your music develops? Hold on one second.
They're coming because of the song we just did. Somebody called him. Sorry.
It's a Patriot Act thing. We get it all the time.
Oh, right.
Coming from the Middle East, does that affect the way that the music is developed? Do you think about your past and your environment in terms of writing? Are there a lot of Middle Eastern R&B vocalists?
No. I don't know if and there's a lot of Middle Eastern vocalists and very talented ones, but no, I don't know of any Middle East. I think Paula Abdul, isn't she half Lebanese or something?
Oh yeah,
he said singers.
She did. Oh, ow, oh my God.
Ba-doom-tsh.
Ow, yeah. Well, anyways, yeah. Wow. Nice. So, no, to answer your question, I know of no others.
What,
except for MySpace.
Right.
There's some there.
What do you want to? What do you want your audience to get from your music?
I just want them to enjoy it, and then to, you know. But why are you laughing? No, no, no. But it's, you know, I don't know. I just want them to really enjoy it, and walk away happy.
With your CD.
With my CD, please.
And where can people get the CD?
It's on CD Baby, of course, and it's on Channel 4 and BBC. It's at Amazon. It's all over MySpace. It's on Music Submit. I think if you just Google, you can probably find it, because I really don't know all the places mm-hmm. it's at.
No, I'm not sure I follow the London connection. You just live there for a long time?
Yeah, I went to school there. No, I went to school there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I went to private school there.
Oh, so. We're having a bad day, a bad Armageddon day here on the corner of Beverly and Vermont. So please forgive the background noise.
Actually, I thought it sounded great, kind of blended in.
Do you think your music is better received in one location or another? LA versus London?
I don't know. Jamie, help me. We don't know. Collectively as a group, we don't know.
I've never played your music in London before, so I don't know.
Yeah, it was strange that you would ask him to help you with that question.
Yeah, because I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, everybody, of course, when they hear your CD or they meet you, they go, oh, yeah, I got your CD. It's great. We love it. Mm-hmm. But then you're like, well, what song do you like? And they're like, I don't know.
The one with your face on the cover.
Yeah, actually, and it was really funny, actually, I have to tell you, because the other day I have a guy who lives with me, and he said... Shut up. No, he said something about my CD, and he said, oh, it's fantastic. And I knew this is not his style of music. So I said to him, I said, really, what song do you like? He's all number 12. Like, you dumbass, there's only 10 songs on my CD.
Well, he gave it a shot. He tried his best.
So clearly, I mean, I guess people just say what they want.
If he knew anything about music, he would have said number 4. And that's always the best track.
Oh, actually, then that is probably my favorite track, isn't it? Is that the Graham Cracker House track?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that is my favorite. That's my favorite.
For some reason, I just have this affinity for track 4.
I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that from this point on.
Yeah,
I will.
Do you find that there are any kind of expectations of you as a female vocalist, as a female R&B soul vocalist, that people expect certain things about you, about your music? That do you have a struggle to meet those expectations, or do you sort of remain blissfully unaware of the outside world when it comes to...
I live in a constant state of being blissfully unaware of everything. But no, surprisingly, the people that my close friends that have heard the CD, they've been really surprised by it, just for the simple fact that like, on a day-to-day basis, I won't, you know, tell somebody the things that I'm saying in my songs. I'm not that expressive. I mean, I'm very expressive, but in terms of like, hey, I really like you, you're a great guy, I would never say that.
Right.
You know, but in the songs, it's easier to express yourself. And so my friend who purchased the CD, she's like, I want my money back. You know, this isn't the like Alanis Morissette, you know, man-hating CD I thought it would be. So I think it's kind of interesting that could be a side of me. I don't know.
Have you gotten any radio play yet from it?
It's being played on BBC Channel 4 or something. Mm-hmm. It's being also played on other internet radio stations. I don't know.
Do you have any idea? Because I honestly don't know.
Like,
what makes a radio-friendly R&B song? Like, are there certain things that you're expected to do in the song, like to be
Jamie would
sexual
probably know more.
Or to be,
well, I mean,
know.
I definitely don't. I don't think I fit the R&B pack. Yeah, the sexual Jamie well, sits up. He's like, that's me. But
let
no.
Let me tell you.
No, the the R&B picture, I don't know that I really fit that because, you know, I don't take... I'm just not as cute as Beyonce and all the other chicks.
I mean, what is R&B? I mean, don't mean to be an idiot, but you know, I mean, what does that? It's such a vague, ambiguous term mm-hmm. now that doesn't really, you know, have. To me, when someone says R&B, I think of, Ike Turner.
Right.
I think of like old school R. You know.
Right. R&B. Now it seems to fall into this giant umbrella of adult urban alternative or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it just seems to encompass everything that's anything that has, you know. You know, it's like drum loop based, you know, sort of. It's like it's just, well, it's not quite rap, so it mm-hmm. must be R&B. You
know. It's like rap, but with singing.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many. And with the way that radio has become so compartmentalized, you know, now it's like everything has to have its nice little label so they can, you know, I think so program directors can feel okay with it. It's like, oh, okay, well, it's R&B, so it's okay. Whereas right. someone says, well, you know, it's kind of a, you know, a progressive urban thing. They're going to be, what? What the?
Are there things that you hope to avoid doing in your music when you listen to what is being what is successful now in the R&B and soul world?
But you know, that's the problem is I don't actually consider my music to be R&B or I don't really know. That's why I was really surprised when I got album of the year for soul R&B. I was like, is this a mistake? I mean, because I mean, I'm very happy and it's a compliment, of course, but I just don't, I don't know. We had a hard time deciding like, what does this go under? And
how do you pitch it to Suits essentially?
Well, I start with unbuttoning my
That's a good start.
That's a good start, isn't it? I don't. I just basically, this is just me. It's just my music. It's my songs. It's my thoughts. It's me. And I don't know that I can really fit in a category. Hey, I'm making my own thing here, huh?
No, that's good.
No, seriously, it's just not. I mean, I'm not Beyonce. I'm not. Is Britney Spears an R&B? Is she an R&B? What do they call her?
I think it's just pop. But pop, I mean, rock. But
okay,
there
well,
is
I'm
that style
not
of
the pop,
singing.
Like, yeah. I don't know. I'm lost.
It's always weird when you ask an artist. Sorry.
When you ask an artist what their stuff is, you know, because a lot, especially.
Well, nobody wants to fit into some easy category.
But the
along
thing is,
with a bunch
I don't,
of
because that's yeah. not. I mean, if you listen to the whole of the CD, there's so many different styles going on. Jamie, don't argue.
I'm not.
Oh, are we? Are you?
No, no, I'm trying to help you out here.
Thanks, darling.
But I won't anymore.
No.
On this topic, is communication an important part of developing songs?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, Jamie, we wanted him to play on my CD, but he was actually on tour with Zappa when I was recording. So we got Chris, who was fantastic as well. But I don't think you guys don't play the same thing, do you? You don't play the same, Chris.
Well, Chris is a bass player.
Chris is a bass. Okay, sorry. So. Anyway.
Is that big stick with the strings
big,
on
it. That big
it.
Difference
yeah.
there. No, I really wanted to have Jamie on my CD, but unfortunately he was otherwise occupied with a paying gig.
Oh, yeah. He's taking you all around the world.
Oh, yeah. Playing in Royal Albert Hall. Sing for Amina.
Does that mean we're not getting paid today?
I'm buying lunch. So what? I just went off on a tangent. What were you talking about?
No idea. About getting paid. About getting paid. How are you marketing your album? How are you getting it out there for people to buy?
Actually, I am just giving it to people who want it, and everybody knows somebody who's going to give it to somebody who's going to get it somewhere. But I'm just basically sending it out to some places. One of my songs is actually, well, it's not my song. A song that I just sang on a couple of years ago was just played on the TV show Bones. So that was kind of a cool step in the right direction. And then Rawa, which is another organization, or the organization we talked about earlier, has expressed an interest in picking up one of my songs. So it's out there. It's, you know, it's to the music supervisors. It's where it needs to go. But it is what it is. So whatever happens, happens. And in the meantime, I'm just going to do my stuff and have a good time doing it.
Have you been doing or will you be doing live acts?
Yeah,
well?
I will be doing some live shows. I haven't booked anything. I haven't confirmed anything so far because I'm going back to England in a couple of weeks. And then I'll be moving from that point on to go to Italy for a week. And then... to work on some music there, and then I'll be back. Shut up. And then I'll be back here, and then when I come back, then I'm gonna start doing more shows.
All right, well, let's listen to another track from that CD so we can all take a breather and figure out what we're gonna play next as well. What do you recommend?
On a more serious note, maybe you can play Graham Cracker Houses. That's kind of my favorite song. I wrote it for my niece and I love it.
All right, here
cheers,
it is.
Thanks.
You're listening to Amina and Is Good on killradio.org.
She asked me to stay, turn out the lights, see if the monsters were sleeping. I said, okay, not to worry. I'll take you through the morning.
Just close your eyes and dream, little one, baby. Dream of flower castles made out of make-believe, made for you and me. Just close your eyes, lay on your pillow.
my arms around you. Just close your eyes and dream, little one, baby. Dream of home where castles made out of make-believe, made for you and me. Just close your eyes, lay on your pillow. Then I kiss your head and tuck you straight, straight into bed. When I look at you, it makes me feel alive. It makes me feel alive. Hold me, hold me, never. Tell me one more story. Don't go, I'm not sleepy. Please stay until I dream it. She asked me to stay, turn out the lights, see if the monsters are sleeping. I said okay, not to worry. Get through the morning. Just close your eyes and dream, little one, baby. Dream of how we were castles made out of make-believe, made for you and me. Just close your eyes, lay on your pillow. Dream of those.
And we're back on Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guest is Amina.
Yes.
Amina, you you were saying that this is one of your favorite songs.
Yes.
This, what's it called? Graham Cracker House's Cassie's song. You wrote for your niece, you
yeah,
said?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, she's a doll.
Why is this one of your favorite songs?
I think because it's probably the most personal song on the CD, and it was my chance to say to her, because I have this thing, I never tell people I love them, but it was my chance to, you know, not tell her, but... Oh, it was my chance not to tell her, but... obviously if you write a song for somebody then you must love them, right?
Yeah, I think they did a study.
I think I saw that somewhere.
Do you find that the singing, I mean, we seem to keep coming back to this theme throughout the interview, that the singing is sort of liberating, that
absolutely
it's difficult for you to maybe express yeah. yourself just in words, but
yeah, I'm gonna write a song for Jamie later on today called Thank You Darling I Love You.
Why don't we jump into another live song if you guys are ready?
Yeah, are we ready? Yeah, cool.
What would you like to play for us?
Will You?
Will You is
yes,
the name.
Yes, yeah, oh, no, that's okay. Really the name.
You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org.
Sorry,
this
I'm
is
sending texts.
Amina.
Always build me up, you never tear me down. We were the best of friends, even when you're not around. You know all my secrets, you never tell me lies. I think I've fallen for you, it should come as no surprise. Everyone they can see what you're doing to me. So I'm asking, I want you be my baby. Will you be the one to take me higher? Will you be the one to light my fire? Will you? I like the times we share, the moments in between. All of the conversation, the hopes, and those silly dreams. So won't you move a little closer? I wanna hold you tight. Sorry, but this just feels right.
everyone they can see what you're doing to me. So I'm asking, won't you be my baby? Yeah, will you be the one to take me higher? Will you be the one to light my fire? Will you, will you? Will you, will you? Maybe I'll fuck this up, am I taking a chance? Get it out of my head and into your hands. What if I'm wrong? Well, what can I do? Will you be the one to take me higher? Will you be the one to light my fire? Will you?
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. What are you laughing about now?
Laughing because it's just, you know, it's, I don't know.
I don't know. I can't hear you. You jumped away from the mic again.
I'm sorry. I'm serious.
I'm laughing because I screwed up really bad and I just kept doing it just to make fun of myself.
It's okay.
You guys keep telling me that you're screwing up. And
no,
I obviously don't have an untrained ear. I obviously have an untrained ear because I can't tell.
No. You're flattering
fine
us.
To me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Has your voice changed over the years since you started singing? Have you
since puberty?
No, I mean professionally. Do you work on the quality of your voice?
Yes, actually, when I was younger, they used to have me singing really really high stuff. I don't know if you've ever, have you ever heard of a girl, Sandy Patty? She's a Christian artist. She's like that, you know, Sandy Patty. Yeah. anyways, they used to have me doing a lot of her stuff, and then obviously now I can't do that, so I'm kind of in the low range. So my voice changes. I'm going through the change.
How far do you want to go with this project? I mean, what is sort of where do you see, how will you know when you've made it? What do you consider success? Is it
you know, success? That is such an
do you
cash?
It's always that way. It's always the front man starts thinking about like whether or not they're going to cover Rolling Stones, and the other members of the band start making that little hand symbol.
But
that
you know,
means
actually,
cash.
For me, this was such a personal project. I'm laughing. No, it was such a personal project. So like, success for me was just getting the CD completed, and then
so
anything
it's more
other
step
than that.
At a time.
Yeah, basically, because as a matter of fact, like all the proceeds of the sales of my CD are going directly to Rawa. I'm not seeing a dime of it. All of them, you know. So. Yeah, everyone applaud for me. No, but
The audience at Oprah applauds.
Yeah, but having said that, I need to sell more. But I think success is just something that's ongoing, and so I'm definitely looking forward to working on another CD. I'm looking forward to working with some artists in England, as well as these wonderful guys who are looking forward to getting paid. And
are you already writing songs for your new CD?
I'm already writing. I never stop writing. That's the thing. Like I just never do. My co-writer, producer Rocky, he probably gets really embarrassed and shuts the door when I give him my diary, because basically that's all that he sees is just tons and tons of words. So he knows much more about my intimate life than others. Dear Diary, which was actually, we cut that part out of the song, the talking spoken part. So yeah.
Do you
yes sir,
do you do you sorry, that's threw me off guard. I don't get called sir a lot on the show. I get dude a lot, but...
All right, dude.
Do you...
That just doesn't fit me well.
When you're talking... When we're talking about becoming successful, like, do you have something else that you do with your life other than music, or is all of your time devoted to your musical project?
I stand on the corner, and I sell my CD. No, actually, I do have a job. I do have a job.
That's how she met us.
Do you get that?
Yes.
Did you get that? That was horrible.
It's true. No, I do have a job, a day job, and
I found a lot of musicians when they say, you know, what is success? I mean, for a lot of musicians, it's just not doing their day job anymore. It's just.
But I enjoy my day job though, and so I don't know that I would ever. Well, I don't enjoy it all the time, but I don't know that I would actually leave it. Mm-hmm. Unless, you know, I just go crazy with CDs. But honestly, I would really honestly continue to love to do music, and but just not be out there in front of a bunch of people. You know, Enya, she's never gone on tour, and she's like...
But she sells plenty of CDs.
CDs,
and
yeah.
Music's
and
used
I think
in
she
movies
only
a lot.
Yeah, she performed one song at... what was that one show with those little... Come on, help me out, guys. The movie that... there's like 20 of them. Not really 20, but...
Rambo?
No. No, it was filmed in New Zealand. It's like a, oh my God.
Lord of the Rings?
Yes. She did the track for that, and she sang at the movie awards for that, and it was just absolutely horrendous. So she doesn't sing live. Yeah.
So you don't see yourself at Madison Square Garden?
I see myself at Royal Albert Hall with Jamie the next time he plays there. I'm a little bit jealous because he just played there, and I'm bitter about that. Royal Albert Hall. It's in London.
So we don't know yet when you'll be playing in LA again.
Probably in, when do you go back on tour, Jamie?
June.
Jamie goes on tour in June, so it'll be before June.
Okay. Well, you must keep us updated.
Yeah, it'll be on my MySpace page and on my website. And
do you guys have it in you to do one more song, or
do we have it in us to do one more song?
Did we?
That's totally fine because we're out of time anyway. We'll end with a track on the CD. What do you recommend?
You know what? You guys pick a song. Little Miss Perfect. That's kind of, yeah, that's a song I wrote about. It's like anti all of the things that we have to do in life for women. You know, being perfect in Middle Eastern women, you have to walk behind the man. And
As it should not be.
So it does sound like some of your philosophies and your political beliefs, they kind of seep their way into your writing. Not just about, you know, a guy that you met or something.
Well, I mean, a guy, yes. I've only met one in my life.
He lives on the fourth floor.
And yeah, he's probably not going to talk to me after he hears this. But okay. That's all right.
And besides MySpace, you also have Amina.com, right?
Amina.com, that's me, yes.
Okay, A-M-I-E-N-A, Amina.com. All right, Amina, Katz, Jamie Geitz, thanks for coming in.
Thanks
really
for having
it.
Us. I'm sure this was an hour of fun.
You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
She's really perfect. That's not me. That I wear, or the fact that I was born left-handed. Sometimes I like to be free, live spontaneously, even though I know it drives you crazy. I like the size of my hips, the pout of my lips, the way I smile with my mouth closed. I think it's kind of sassy. Talk about life, talk about dreams, about anything at all. It doesn't really matter. You like my hair slicked back, all my clothes need to match. Before I make up my mind, you said I need to ask for your opinion. And when you're walking with me, be sure to stay behind me. I'm not asking much, just be your proper lady. Just kills me. Can't be perfect, little Miss Perfect. That just kills me. Never be perfect for someone like you. So good luck in your perfect world. May your dreams come true. If you have the time to think of a few, may a strategy of a simple task fit the pieces of the puzzle and make it last. Little Miss Perfect, she's out. Elegant.
I don't want to.